think that, you know, the team played admirably and limited Plymouth to sort of aerial play and second balls, and Glenn didn't really have a lot to do. But obviously there's a poor clearance with a header, then there's a scrap in the penalty area, and once again we give a penalty away, so it's disappointing. And then even then, with a sending off, we're still in 10 men. We're defending well enough, I think. We clear our lines. We don't clear our lines. The ball bounces back in the danger zone and the guy gets a finish, you know. So it's disappointing, and the more pressure they apply, the more you let them into the danger area, then that's going to likely to happen. So really disappointed, but not with the actual performance of the boys.
Yeah, so, you know, 1-0 up, I mean, famous last words, you couldn't see Plymouth getting back into it, because, you know, they looked short of ideas and you looked in control of the game.
Yeah, I thought with a bit more composure we might have opened them up a bit more. I think it was a hectic game. You can see they're going for the promotion. It was tense like that. And when we did actually put our foot on the ball with Billy and Coxey, I thought we played some decent football. And when you get the goal and you get in the driving seat, I actually thought we would probably see the game out, you know. But little situations change games, and it's tough on players. They make errors, and it's a bad weekend for certain people. But the team ethic and the team courage, I was pleased with.
You almost feel as well when you're teams at the top, they find a way of winning as well, don't they?
Yeah, they do find a way of winning. I guess, you know, we give them the way of winning. If we defend right, we don't give them the way of winning. So I don't think they found it. I think we gave it to them. And that's elementary errors. And that's what maybe they don't do, you know. And that's why they do win, I guess. Yeah, but we know it. The players who made errors, they know it. And we have to pick it up. And we have to go again on Tuesday and see where the situation who plays next week.
Do you have you on the sending off? I mean, two yellow cards to James Collins. Any thoughts?
I think when you're on a yellow card, it's not violent contact, but James' elbow will go up to protect himself. And I think he's gone in to protect himself. It's hit the guy's gone down. It's not a violent act, in my opinion. The referees looked at it and deemed it that it's a yellow card, which is the sending off. So James has been sort of challenging like that all season. And I think today the referee decides it's a foul. So what can I say on that?
Do you have you on the penalty as well?
It looks a penalty, doesn't it? You know, when it's clumsy, it's round people, and then, you know, the second one, one of their guys is diving for the second penalty, which is, fortunately, the ref didn't give that. But, you know, we've lost the game again, and our table, the position in the table is not quite right today. I think we should have had 3 points and gone up the table.
It's one of those games a bit similar to the Doncaster game, really, where, you know, the big club are in town, and the fans have really got behind you, and OK, difficult to say in the aftermath of a defeat, but, you know, there were some good things on that respect today.
Oh, you have to, you know, I said to them, look, we play like that against Cheltenham, and you've got to, that's every game, that mentality and drive, and we need a bit more creativity, I can see that. But you've got to produce that, not when there's, like, 1,600 away fans screaming. You've got to produce it when we're here and there's 100 away fans, and we've got to make this, the next game against Cheltenham, the same attitude, because Cheltenham need the points.